Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Hello and welcome to the Best of the Football Ramble 2023 Part 1. I hope you had a lovely Christmas and you're ready to enjoy all the Boxing Day football with some leftover turkey, of course. Today we're going to take you all the way back to the start of 2023 and reminisce about some of the best bits from the first half of this year. And we start right at the beginning of the year when football had just returned after the World Cup. Emi Martinez had just used the Golden Glove as a willy and the glorious FA Cup third round was back. Enjoy. Coventry 3, Wrexham 4. Big cup set. Let's talk about the cup sets again, everybody. Non-league Wrexham have reached the fourth round of the FA Cup for the first time since the year 2000. What a hell of a way, support. Unbelievable. 4,500, something like that. It was, you know, I mean, Coventry's own manager, Mark Robbins, said that it's the most noise he's ever heard in this stadium, which... could have won
bad weekend all round for Coventry fans.
Poor old Coventry, they've suffered, haven't they?
Oh God, haven't they?
They haven't got the stadium. Mike's going to be furious.
What a win for Wrexham, though. I mean, it just the fairy tale kind of carries on. The two American owners weren't there.
No,
proving their disrespect in the FA Cup.
Typical. I've reported Ryan Reynolds to Instagram for posting FA Cup footage. Don't you worry about that. he'll be banned within the day.
You'll show him.
Yeah.
Up yours, Hollywood. Oh, dearie me.
Drain the swamp.
What I love about this is Wrexham. T-Wrexham. Striker Ollie Palmer did say before the game that Coventry isn't overly appealing to the lads.
Yeah, I know. I love that because there was a lot of backlash to that of Coventry fans going, there's your team talk right away. And then they go and do them anyway.
The 4-1 up. Oh dear. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Let's get this done. Right, let's hopefully get a nice plum draw in the fourth round away Old Trafford or something like that.
Well, Sheffield United next. Mm. So another championship team they're presumably not that bothered about. Yeah. Maybe they'll keep going till they get one they're happy with.
Indeed. Yeah. That second goal from 30 yards wasn't too shabby.
Yeah. He didn't
probably
mean that.
Probably a cross. Yeah. But you need that, you know, in a game like this, that's going to turn it, isn't it?
I think the fact that it was a whipped cross rather than a loopy one. That you sort of think to yourself, it did look lovely, but
it hits high in the net, doesn't it? Yeah. And it doesn't really get too high, so it looks
deliberate.
There's no way it was deliberate.
Lovely shots of the Coventry keeper with that beautiful like 90s kind of like
design. He's very handsome, the Coventry keeper.
He's very handsome. Yeah. I can't remember his name now. But he's loads of shots of him going, ah, fuck. Really understated 90s
four times
keeper
particularly.
Top.
Yeah.
Do you think when you're playing Wrexham and you lose in a game like that, which is obviously going to feature on the documentary if they're making a season, this season, are you like, fuck, I'll be on. That's me on Amazon.
This is the most I will ever be viewed.
Yeah.
I would instantly like do like a wanker sign or something.
Yeah.
Or imitate oral sex. Well, I can't play that.
Oh, well, you start singing us like, you know, sometimes we do on the show when we want something out, we start singing a song.
Exactly. Just singing a bit of Taylor Swift.
I just thought you were up for the sing song. Simon Moore, of course, is the commentary keeper. He's a very, very handsome man. So feast your eyes on him, of course. But yes. Yeah, I know what I mean.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Look at that.
You have not got that tan from Coventry, have you? That's a lovely looking man.
Exactly. Maybe he went to the World Cup and got a tan there. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Wrexham give it the big list. I've been to Wrexham.
Right.
It ain't all that.
Let's leave it at that. There's a lot of
people having a go at each other's towns.
There's a lot of snobby chat in this studio, and I'm not
having it. Right.
Yeah, a lot of people go, oh, it's not a very nice place.
Why do they just move to London? I never understand this.
Move to Broccoli. Oh. Move to Deptford.
These are places in London, for those who don't know. Look at you. You'll moan about London Irish for house prices, and then you want everybody to move.
When have I moaned about London? I think it's good. Keep them out.
That's your section. That's your section you do every day on the Ramble. Vicious house price Ramble.
Your slot on GB News.
Jesus.
Still too much. Anyway. It's Monday. Let's start with our highlights of the weekend. Peter, would you like to get us off to a good start?
Getting in the fucking Wembley, I'll tell you what. Because I did no need that stress. I bought tickets for the final from a reseller.
Oh, yeah? Where did one you'd recommend?
I can't remember what they're even called, to be honest. I've used them before.
I'm sure they've changed their name now.
They've moved on to a different Ethereum level Bitcoin. So I've used them before for a West Ham ticket. Okay.
Never let
Newcastle.
You down.
Well, I mean, they sent the tickets like 20 minutes before I got in. So that was my first.
Hope you don't like the pre-match. Good luck.
hope you don't like those little boxes with flames coming out of it. So I bought like really. I mean, just on a Monday morning, it feels like a bad decision. Kind of level of money for tickets yesterday, and so I got them like 2 days before the match. And they had a name on them, right? I'm not going to say what that name is.
Yeah.
Marcus, you...
Presumably, it wasn't Pete Donaldson.
It wasn't, no. It was a name. And I thought, I wonder if that person's like a notable, you know... Good egg. He was arrested 10 years ago for forging tickets to the Rolling Stones. And so, like, you really do. You don't need that level of stress trying to get into Wembley.
Oh, it says Bill Wyman on these tickets. He's still knocking about.
Through various means, I managed to get in. But I was there like 2 hours early because I was like, right, if I don't get in, I've got to do something.
Yeah.
Climb through the aforementioned sewers. But I got in and it was just great to be in there, to be honest.
Yeah.
Had a steak sandwich and a pint.
Oh, dearie me. you're marvellous. So, yeah, that your highlight was just
gaining access, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's like getting past a bouncer in a nightclub in for free, didn't have to pay.
It's just good to see the man's turned his life around.
Well, Pete Donaldson, what a bloody... win. Liverpool's biggest ever win over Manchester United.
Yeah.
Obviously the first time there's been a 7-goal margin between the two sides. That was a proper gubbing.
It was, and it's one in the eye for Luke Miller who said this.
Man, you're not. They're going to go to Anfield and smash Liverpool.
So, I mean, just one in the eye for Luke.
I really regret saying that, actually. Yeah. I'll gutted the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Button boxes back.
I've gutted about that, yeah. Man, you're not going to go to Anfield and smash Liverpool.
Yeah.
No, what you actually said was this.
Yeah. Anyone around this table think that Man United are going to go to Anfield and smash Liverpool? They're not, are they?
Right. Okay, good.
That's fine.
So you can have that. Yeah.
I don't actually mind. You know as well as I do, I don't mind as long as I'm involved. As long as I'm the centre of attention in some kind of way, I don't mind. In fairness, I didn't actually say oh, Liverpool are going to easily win. I just said, no. I don't agree with the kind of prevailing wind that, you know, Man United are in this amazing form, because obviously Liverpool hadn't conceded a goal in four games before this one. So it didn't seem as cut and dry as me, as I thought people were saying. But I obviously didn't think they were going to smash them like that. It was an incredible event. And it was sometimes football matches, particularly the Sunday afternoon ones, where you know it's the last one before the week starts again. You think, I'm going to settle down and enjoy this. And I try and get any chores I need to do out the way in the morning on a Sunday so I can watch the football. Mm. Sometimes those games, when they're like this, they cross over from game into event.
Yes.
Actual event.
Yeah, you've got whatever you're doing.
Stop. Stop what you're doing. Yeah. And this was definitely one of those. It's remarkable to see it unfold that way in front of your eyes. And I was chatting to producer Charlie on this morning, and he was saying, like, isn't it fascinating how the forensic detail that the football coverage goes into now, and all these things that players are expected to do in training, the numbers are expected to hit, the kind of like I said, the forensic detail they go into, it can, the thin veneer of that is like astonishingly thin.
Yes.
As soon as it falls apart, there's nothing you can do.
It only took one goal, though, for me. Like, Man United were doing bits, and they could have probably had a couple themselves. Yeah. And then Liverpool scored.
Gary Neville over there.
And then it just kind of fell to pieces for them.
Here's a little stat for you. Manchester United have now conceded more goals in the Premier League this season than West Ham.
Wow. I saw the aggregate score between the two teams at Anfield over the last 10 years. I think it's 36-2.
Yeah, I would say that they've conceded the most goals in the top 10, but that's Tottenham.
Still Tottenham. Spurs fans, in case you were wondering while listening to this show, it is still you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that goal was, of course, scored by Adama Traore.
Yeah, I liked that Roy Keane said after he stopped laughing like Malcolm Tucker, he said, this is big boy business.
Yeah,
this is serious. He was fuming.
Oh, he was.
And I also liked the fact that, like, it's pleasing for us here at the Ramble, because last week we were going, is Gary Neville lost it? Has he lost it? Mm. I think he confirmed it yesterday.
he was awful. He was absolutely awful.
It was just incredible for him to start saying, for the first 40 minutes, United were the better team and Liverpool didn't play that well. It's like, but in this case, the ends does really justify the means. Like, what are you fucking saying?
It was really, really interesting to see the contrast between him and Roy Keane, because you could see Roy Keane
checked out
beneath
of it.
Him.
Yeah, he checked out of
but,
it. Yeah.
Partially because obviously Gary Neville was saying so much, but it was just beneath him to lower himself to try and save any face from that situation. Mm. If you were to score that post-match analysis between the Liverpool and the Man United players, the score would be similar. Carragher's brilliant in this because he just enjoys it. He doesn't overthink it, does he? He just enjoys it, laughs about
it. You could hear him screaming in the background.
That was super. Neville's got this situation he's in where he's considered to be a very thoughtful pundit for good reason. He's earned that reputation, but he kind of overthinks it here. Uh-huh. Trying to basically find some way in which actually it's not that big a deal when Man United haven't lost much face is just a ridiculous position.
I just found that he came across as someone who wasn't able just to put it to one side like Carragher can, right? Mm-hmm. Carragher, I kind of get the impression as well that if it had been 7-0 to Man United, Carragher would have been sat in there laughing along, probably a bit embarrassed, a bit angry.
Because Carragher didn't play in the game. Neville's behaving
like
as if he played in the game.
Mm. Yeah, Keane also turned it around on David De Gea as well. Mm. That was great. Because the best ever Keane rant was I'm sick to death of this goalkeeper. I wouldn't let him on the bus if I was still playing.
That's right, yeah.
He didn't quite get to that level, but he was fuming with him about that sixth goal.
Yeah. Who turned up to Manchester United training today in the Ferrari?
Oh, Diogo Dalo,
Diogo Dalo.
I have mixed feelings about this.
Mm. It's just
his car, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but I think you should have a shame car. If you've been beaten by a certain number,
get in the Fiat Punto.
Get in some clap, get in your jalopies.
Ten Hag just gets on the group. What's that group? Just says simply cabs tomorrow.
Get the bus.
Get the bus tomorrow.
Get the line bike tomorrow.
Yeah. You're right. You can't. They're obviously very successful at what they do. They've got to where they are. They're very, worthy of whatever they get paid, in my view, as a general rule. But I just think you look at someone like Diogo Dalo, who, you know, no one could really pick him out of a lineup if they weren't really into football. Mm, mm. And he's just been on the
end. He's the one in the Ferrari.
Yeah, and he turns up in the Ferrari. It's like, okay, right, fine.
Bloody Nora. Well, we do know that England won their game against Ukraine 2-0. Mm. Professional job.
It was, wasn't
which
it?
which is sort of football language for
boring.
A little bit boring. Got the job done. But I mean, at least Bukayo Saka lit up the stadium with that fantastic goal. Jim, you've been seeing him all season do wonderful things. he is now one of England's best players and most important players.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Harry Kane and Bukayo Saka linking up will never not seem like weird multiverse shit to me. Like, it doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but think about the great Spain sides.
Well, indeed.
Full of Real Madrid and Barcelona players.
Yeah, no, he was very, very good, very effective. I mean, Southgate is a big fan of him, isn't he? He's consistently played him when perhaps people thought there were, you know, one or two others that might get in front of him. He's made a point of kind of developing Saka for England, and it's starting to pay off now really, really well.
And also, it's wonderful to see that Saka, you can get to I will say top of, you know, the top tier at football, because Arsenal currently, you know, the way they're playing and so on, without being a dickhead, without being, you know what I mean? Like, everybody, but not only is it a case that he's a nice chap, you know, everybody likes him, but when he's on the field, there's not much sit-outry, really. I mean, he just seemed to be an all-round good guy, but you can still be a very focused and very dedicated professional.
He does sometimes get annoyed when people repeatedly kick him, but who wouldn't?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
You get annoyed if I repeatedly kick you.
I do. I hate it when you do that.
but he did say after the game, football's always fun.
Yeah,
now that fish,
great,
he's a glorious footballer. He's an England player.
He's an Ealing boy as well.
Is he really?
He's an Ealing boy,
just like you.
Yeah, we, you know.
Let's compare you and him for a bit longer, shall we?
I think I'm a better bloke.
Do you know what? I think you'd have been on safer ground saying I'm a better footballer.
Oh
yeah.
The way he took that goal yesterday, though, he rolled him so easily, and you know, sometimes you have certain players when it comes to England where, because of the generation that we watch, it takes you a while to trust them.
Yeah.
I swear to you, as soon as he turned that ball,
I know
thought,
what you mean.
He's shooting for that top corner and he's probably going to get it.
Yeah.
Because over the last year or so, he's done that quite a lot.
Mm.
And I think he's, you know, obviously his goal numbers are quite good, but he scores different kind of goals. But there's evidently a part of his game that has worked on that, which is quite vital, because he's not like a typical left-footed right winger in that he does actually go on the outside.
He does, yes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stresses can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Welcome back to the Best of the Football Ramble 2023, Part 1. Before we get into the second half, I want to reiterate that there is still absolutely no chance that Vish is a better bloke than Bukayo Saka. Anyway, still to come, we have Andy Brassel losing his head at Luke during a game of Jack's Encyclopedia and our glorious trip to Wembley. Who could forget? But we start the second half with Tottenham's disastrous visit to St James's Park. Spurs fans, you might want to look away now.
Now, you see, on the weekend, we had two FA Cup semi-finals. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
And that is something that you want to get stuck into, of course. Semi-finals of the world's oldest cup competition.
Yeah,
and you know, we've got a big final ahead of us. And you think, well, surely we should start the show with that.
Yeah.
No, we can't. Yeah. Because of what Spurs did. Yeah. Because of Tottenham Hotspur and that back four, we have to wait until the second half of this podcast before we talk about the FA Cup semi-finals.
We can't do the FA Cup semi-finals until the second half because yesterday, as has been reported, a man went into a petrol station listening to the kickoff of the Spurs-Newcastle game on the radio.
Yep.
Filled his car up, got a takeaway coffee, went to the toilet, came back to his car, and Spurs were 5-0 down. And in his own words,
yeah,
I thought it was some kind of mistake.
If anybody's wondering what that means, yes, Tottenham conceded 5 goals in the first 21 minutes. They lost 6-1.
Which, in the circumstances, if you're 5-0 down after 20 minutes and someone says 6-1, you're signing for that there and
absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely.
You are signing for that there and then.
You bite their hand off for a 6-1 loss.
Yeah.
And the thing is, at 5-0, Newcastle are still bobbing on. And certainly the Southampton fans out there would be like, come on!
Yeah.
Come on! Yeah. We could get 10 here.
Did you see Kieran Trippier at one point screaming to... I think I can't remember who it was, screaming to another Newcastle player, they're there for the taking, they're fucking crap.
And he was right.
Yeah.
Did you see Kieran Trippier also, there was a point when, I think it was when they were 5-0 up and they were attacking again and someone came short for the ball and he shouted him to just basically run the other way, go. We're all over them.
Yeah.
Also, if ever an atmosphere didn't need an early goal. They were so up for it.
And, oh my goodness.
And then having 5 I couldn't believe it.
It's utterly remarkable. Harry Kane missed a chance at 3-0. Was that a turning point of the game? Do you think they rue on that?
What I want to know is, football never fails to surprise you because I think we can all agree there was no way of knowing that a man who had managed in Serie C for 4 months before being fired for poor performances wouldn't quite be good enough to manage a team in the Premier League. Right, lads, we're switching the fort to back. Are you absolutely sure about this? We're fucking doing it. It's shit or bust.
You know when he... You know
none of the players know how to play fort to back. We're doing it.
You know the bit in...
It's Mufti Day.
Spurs did play like they had jeans on, to be fair.
Soccer, right? We've all got our jeans on. We've got fucking shoe pads over our jeans, and it's soccer aid, and it's opposite day, and it's the last day of term, so we're going to egg each other at half time.
Yeah.
And Hugo Lloris got an egg in the eye, and that's why he couldn't come out in the second half, because they were egging and flowering each other and signing each other's shirts and doing their leaving books. And Lloris got a paper cut on his finger.
You know the bit in Jurassic Park where Sam Neill lights the flare and runs away to distract the T-Rex?
And he's good at it.
Yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum does it wrong.
Yeah. Is that what they thought about when they went, let's bring on Davinson Sanchez now?
I think so.
Let's bring on Davinson Sanchez because he'll take the heat.
I can't think of a time. I mean, it was that Carlos Tevez business. But a footballer not wanting to come off the bench. Davinson Sanchez, like, he's thinking, obviously he got booed. It was pretty pissed.
Davinson Sanchez was definitely thinking, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I was the fall guy last week. Why am I doing it again? I've done it last week. It's like the professional football equivalent of taking the kit home to wash it.
Do you think?
I've already done it. I'm not doing it again now.
Well, no, I think maybe it's better for him because he's off the field. They've already conceded. They conceded 5 at the time?
Yeah.
So he comes on and almost like, you know, takes a bit of time to come on to be like, right, Let it be noted, I'm only just coming on the pitch now.
Exactly,
so whatever shit you want to hurl at me, think about that twice.
We'll all agree, it was 5 already when I came on.
Yeah. Do you think the lad who came off, do you think he would have been, I mean, he would have been embarrassed, let's be honest, and it was, I don't know whether Stellini should have done that or not.
So Pape Sarr, I agree with you entirely because he was on the other side of the pitch when he took him off and he had to walk around.
Yeah.
Also, he's
in front of the stand.
And he's 20 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Wait for him to come on your side if you're going to do it.
And it's not his fault, all of that.
But that was a bit like, you know, if you're on a pirate ship, and a bigger pirate ship comes along and all the pirates jump on, you're fucked.
Yeah.
It was basically like just slitting the throat of your own least favourite one. Might as well. It's fucking mayhem here.
Why would you do that to your own...
Just to show that you mean business. Just to show that you... Like, you know, in Usual Suspects...
Oh, I hate us as well. How does that work?
Like when in Usual Suspects, where Kaiser Soze kills his own family to show that he doesn't give a shit anymore.
That's right, yeah.
Like, people,
right.
you can't get to this guy. Christian Stellini is such a master of mayhem that he will do anything. He will do anything. But listen, what I would say is this, Spurs
But he won't
fans,
do that.
Spurs fans... It's a lovely stadium you got. It is a lovely stadium.
Right, enough of that. Let's move on and talk about Leeds then, because this weekend they face Manchester City at the Etihad. However, Leeds have Big Sam back in charge. It's almost perfect that it's the King's coronation this weekend and the King of Football returns. Yeah. Big Sam.
And he's televised at 3 p.m, which is just, you know, it doesn't happen in any other circumstances, does it? He's been
it's like an FA Cup final, isn't it?
It is, it is. Yeah. He's been giving it the biggest of licks this week as well. It's absolutely amazing.
I mean,
like,
it does
it's
feel
so, so good.
How has this happened?
Alfred the Great, King Arthur, Henry the Eighth. I'm as good as any of them. Good as any of them. William Conqueror, fuck off. It's going to be brilliant, isn't it?
It does feel like with that FA Cup final vibe, there should be like build up from 11 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, for him to get his probably what would be regarded as just desserts after that little press conference he's been doing and the interviews he's been doing. You sort of think like people are trying to rationalise it, sort of going, look, it's 2023. You've got to use everything in your arsenal to get a performance out of your footballers, and he's just deflecting all of the pressure onto himself. He's not. He's been doing this all through his career. Respect me.
He means it.
Respect
me. If he's doing that, it's a byproduct. Yeah, absolutely. It's great. And I love that Pep Guardiola's seen through it as well, because he said it will be tough. He has the charisma and will put the pressure off the players. He knows exactly what to do in these relegation battles. And that's Pep going, I see you.
Yeah.
I see you. But at the same time, he's been full of praise for him and for Neil Warnock and stuff like that. And
that's what Pep does, though, doesn't
he?
He smashes out praise left, right, and centre. Almost to the point where some managers go, fuck off, will you?
Yeah.
He's not going to grab him by the jowls on the pitch afterwards like Nathan Redmond, is he?
But it's like when you end up having a conversation with one of the boomers in your life. And they just start going on about some bullshit. And you just go, oh, yeah. So you don't have to have the conversation.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the quote is just quite sensational from Big Sam, isn't it? In his press conference, the words that literally came out of his mouth were, there is no manager ahead of me in football terms. Not Pep, not Klopp, not Arteta.
I mean, he could have said inexperience. Because he has had more matches.
You start that, and then Steve Bruce goes, what about me?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very special Football Ramble preview. Not live from the Wembley Stadium changing rooms, Jim Campbell.
We've never been live, and we've never been broadcasting from the Wembley Stadium changing rooms.
So one is a first, one is very much, as it always is. Yeah. You might hear a very sort of little pleasing echo in here, but we're here in the very spot that Pep Guardiola will be being really, really weird on Saturday.
Yeah, I said changing rooms, we're in just one. You know,
yeah,
we're not sort of two in one.
Two in one, two in the other, on a Zoom live link. Yeah.
I'd love that if they made them all get changed together.
Yeah.
Just imagine the mind games.
I can't.
But I mean, you would say, so we're in the Man City dressing room at Wembley. This is going to be full of
the
people.
Dressing room Man City are using. It may feel like their dressing room in recent years.
I will say, I mean, how many seats is there in this room?
There's enough.
Have you counted them? I reckon there's probably about 40?
Right.
That's going to pass. He might not. He just shakes his head. Right, good, fine.
Well, hang on, give him a moment and he'll count, okay? Yeah, I'm stalling for you, pal.
Yeah, so there's about 40 seats in this room.
Right.
And I know for a fact that one of the plugs doesn't work.
Oh.
Which is the unlucky player on Man City's squad It's going to be Jack Grealish.
And as we saw midweek, some of the Sevilla players doing a little selfie with the Europa League trophy. That'll catch on. I've not seen that before. Man City players or Manchester United players, because Manchester United, they're in contention.
They're still in this match.
They're still fighting for this cup, okay, at the time of recording. One of them is going to go up there and go,
it's not working.
It's going to hold up the line. It's going to cause an incident, Andy. The tabloids are going to have a field day.
You see, I was assured we would do the second half of this show from the Manchester United dressing room. Yeah. Are you going to let the listeners down by making us stay in here for the whole show?
If only it was my choice, Em. All I know is...
it's PR Guardiola. I'll tell you
why we're really in here, Andy. It's because this was the Sheffield Wednesday dressing room for the League One playoff final. And I'm basing that on the whiteboard over there, which has the Sheffield Wednesday starting lineup still.
Nice. How we figured that one out?
Yeah, well, Windass is playing in the hole. So I assume it was...
Michael Smith leading the line. It shows that you need a Wimbledon or ex-Wimbledon player to thrive in this situation.
How have they got a mention, eh? Wimbledon or Old Wembley? Okay, that's when they had their
time. No. It has since been Wombley.
Right.
2016 playoff final?
Yeah, I'm forgetting.
Yeah, you are forgetting.
Losing Spurs in the FA Cup, hitting the bar at 0-0?
Hitting the bar at 0-0. That's loser talk, Andy.
Well, it normally is when you're a League Two team playing a Premier League team.
Marcus, for me, this is very much exciting a lot of demons because me and I think Luke played a game in the close season at New Wembley. And,
good to specify close season.
Close season, yeah. Just, all right, I ran on the pitch.
Yeah.
I got poleaxed by a steward.
You scored Wigan's winning goal, didn't you?
I won a penalty in an 11-a-side match and gave it to someone else to score.
Right.
And I think back to that time. I'll never have that opportunity.
No, Peter.
Until I break away from my handler this afternoon.
Which one of us is his handler? I just think you're the Juan Roman Riquelme of the Ramble. You're all about the assists.
Yeah,
and you do
exactly.
get an assist now, I think, if you win a penalty, do you?
Is that true?
I think maybe in fantasy football they might have changed that.
Right.
And if they haven't, they bloody should do. The big question is, will Jack Grealish play any minutes at all in this game?
I think when you're that age, you can bounce back quite quickly, I think, from what fun he's been having.
In the correct kit, Pete. That's the question.
We know that there's a real good vibe around the England camp.
Yeah.
We will know how much banter Gareth Southgate possesses if he brings on Grealo at any point. Oh, dear. Oi, Jack. Get stripped off, son. Grinning at him. Oh, come on. Seriously. Oi, are you an England player or not?
Pushing barocas into his own eyes.
Oh, dear. Well,
Diarra-like packets all up and down the touchline. Yeah.
Is the last place you want to go a Mediterranean island in June after that?
Yes, clearly. Good God.
Not for that reason.
He'll just have his ferry parked up. His yacht.
Right, I'll make my own way there and home. So apparently, though, Man City's players will be rested for that game, understandably.
Really? Right, okay, fine.
Yeah, Grealish, who did admit that he is in a world of pain after celebrating. I didn't think he was ever going to stop celebrating, to be honest with you.
It would have been a world of a lot more pain if, as Pete pointed out, he wasn't stopped from falling off the bus by Kyle Walker.
True enough.
The best picture is him with his head partially out of the...
sunroof.
But the sunroof on the bus.
It's like a dog going on holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. I love it so much.
Do you think it's like, right, batting down the hatches, everybody back in the bus. I'll find a way.
There's a new Photoshop AI tool that basically you can fill in blank spots of, you extend album covers and stuff like that. It's all shit.
Yeah.
But I took that little sort of shot of Jack Grealish peeking his head out of the of the thing, and I wanted to sort of, and I literally just said, just fill it with anything. And so the computer just did what you want, and I swear he put him in like a bar. I swear he put him in a bar with like a lady in front of him and like a man having a drink next door and stuff. I don't know. The guy just gives off vibes.
It does give
that
off
even
vibes.
A computer can understand.
I tell you what, I know this is like such a basic point to make, but that photo of him topless with his arms out.
Yeah, it's not the body of a man who overindulges, is it? I was like, oh, fuck off. Fuck off, Jack. Fucking just whip it.
Absolutely outrageous. And for those, and there are many, and we've spoken about it, you know, the whole Man City treble winning, obviously it's amazing for them and they've created history and so on, but with regards to the ownership and so on, you see that and you kind of go, I'll tell you what, that's you have to feel happy for Jack Grealish. I mean, the man was literally in a champagne supernova.
And the thing is, you knew it was coming and he didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
I think there must have been a lot of Premier League players sitting around wondering after. Remember last year where he went to Mahrez, you played like Almiron.
Yeah.
And of course, Almiron went on to have an amazing season.
Yeah.
You can imagine like Wan-Bissaka sitting at home going, let him say to Kyle Walker, you played like Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have the season of my life next season.
That's the charm, isn't it? Did you go back into the metaverse to see if what Grealish and co were doing?
I must admit, I started to reinstall the metaverse that I deleted soon after my first meeting with Jack Grealish in the metaverse. But the install process was so arduous and long and strangely weird, I just couldn't be bothered. Yeah. So, yeah.
And that's maybe you saying that.
And that's
well.
Me saying that. I just thought, you know, on the day after Man City winning the league and the Champions League and the treble, I just thought some people might be in the metaverse, but I couldn't even be asked to get in the metaverse.
Maybe it's too... Were you wearing trainers?
Yeah, you're not allowed in the metaverse.
Is it best of three or best of five?
It's best of three, so okay. If you win this, you've won.
Right.
Cowley family members to have been on the bench at Portsmouth.
I won't know any of them.
I think you could describe this one as a bit of a leveller.
Okay.
But there are 29 answers.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Teams competing in the 2023 Major League Soccer season.
Oh,
yeah. Nice.
It's a nice one, okay. But I know what you mean. I'm glad I'm not doing it.
So Luke, I'm first,
you
right?
You are up first.
Into Miami.
Of course.
Vancouver Whitecaps.
Ooh.
Montreal Impact.
I'm going to allow that.
Right.
I don't know what Andy's going to think of that, but they used to be known as Montreal Impact, but they rebranded in 2021.
Motherfuckers. This is just...
I think that's
go
right,
on.
Isn't it?
You give him the ding. Give him the ding.
Okay, Andy, if you want me to. Andy?
Bring your dinner. Whatever. Atlanta United. Shitbags.
Uh-huh.
Not Atlanta United are the shitbags, you two. DC United.
I can't believe you chose Montreal.
LAFC.
It's good. I remember you're...
It is good. It's also correct.
I remember you're... I remember you're at the match from LAFC.
Do you?
Yeah, it's excellent. LA Thanks. Galaxy.
And Andy will go mad.
Minnesota United.
New York Red Bulls.
Seattle Sounders.
Portland Timberwolves.
No way! You are not fucking having that! Timberwolves! Timberwolves! What the fuck?
Portland Timbers.
If there are any bullshit... you are not having that. Right? If there is anyone... If there is anyone who is going to make NBA references on this podcast, it's me! That is contractually me.
Are you finished, Andy?
No. Yes.
So that is incorrect, Andy, for the win.
Oh, please get this wrong.
I'm so annoyed it's made my mind go blank.
I meant Portland Timbers, but I accept that it's wrong.
Yeah, Andy, I had to wait for your rant there to do the
right.
Wrong.
Fair enough.
Come on, who are you going to bring it home now?
He can't. He hasn't got one.
New York City FC.
Oh, I can get him
on that. Love Brussels.
There it is.
All right, gentlemen, on your feet, follow me to the gym capsule. the Wembley toilets.
Oh, no.
Dean Smith also says you're an encyclopedia of football.
A what?
An encyclopedia of football.
I don't know what that means.
All right, here we are. Andy, Marcus, Jim, have you ever accompanied... A man from the north into a toilet?
I have. I have, literally, at this stadium. The only time I've done this was at Wembley, as you know, before the playoff final, Middlesbrough versus Norwich, when Norwich triumphed 2-0. You were sat next to me, but before we sat down in our seats, I pissed in the
a bowl with a man from Middlesbrough.
It's good stuff. And and it was a toilet. So
we said bowl,
that could have been a punch bowl. It
was very much the bog,
good,
as we used to call it in the 90s, and we were very accurate.
Well, when we were sort of planning to do Jack's Encyclopedia on this show, we thought, well, we need something that makes like the sound effects.
Right.
You know, the yes, the no's, the Gary Neville orgasm, but we don't have access to any of those things. So I'm just going to give you a yes or no, whether you get it right or wrong.
Okay.
But we need that 7 second sound clip of Gary doing his thing. So I thought the only thing in the room kind of lasts about 7 seconds is this. Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
That is technology. The things that have gone down this pipe. Fantastic stuff.
Oh,
all right, let's kick things off. A simple game of categories. I'm going to give you a category. All you have to do is give me an answer that fits at the game. Do you want to sit down, Marcus? we're going to kick things off with you, Andy. You're doing the first round. Players that have scored in an FA Cup final at the new Wembley, excluding penalty shootouts. There are 29 players. Let's start with you.
Raheem Sterling.
Raheem Sterling is right, correct. Marcus?
Frank Lampard.
Frank Lampard is correct. In at number 11, Jim Campbell.
Aaron Ramsey.
Aaron Ramsey. He's done just that. Correct. That's got you, Andy.
Oh, everyone wants a bit of Aaron Ramsey, don't they? Didier Drogba.
Didier Drogba. He's done it. Marcus Speller.
Theo Walcott.
Theo Walcott. I just want to press the button for the toilet.
Jim? Alexis Sanchez.
Alexis Sanchez, correct. He's done it. Andy?
Per Mertesacker.
Per Mertesacker has done it in at number 22. Marcus Speller? Oh, yes, I get to do this.
Alex Bruce.
Marcus, I've just realised I can't stop the toilet once it starts. Sorry about that. Who did you go for?
Alex Bruce.
Alex Bruce. He's not in there, unfortunately.
Oh, damn it all.
Yeah, no. Alexis Sanchez wasn't there, but Alex Bruce wasn't. So you're frozen out.
So I'm going to stay on the Arsenal vibe and go for Laurent Koscielny.
Laurent Koscielny is in there. Congratulations, Andy.
Sergio Aguero.
Oh, he's just about to press it. Sergio Aguero. We are going with a no on that one. You are frozen out. Sergio Aguero has not scored in an FA Cup final at the new Wembley. Let's go with you, Jim. You just need one more to get through.
And that's going to be Olivier Giroud.
Olivier Giroud is there. Well done, mate. You won the first round at Wembley. How do you feel winning a round at Wembley?
Really good, actually.
It's a big time,
I hadn't thought about that. That's
I can't believe of the three Hull defenders, the two of them scored in that game against Arsenal. I picked the one who didn't.
Yeah.
I think Curtis Davis, I think, is what I was thinking.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Football Ramble 2023 Part 1. Make sure you catch Part 2 on Thursday. But in the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with our usual Wednesday ramble reacting to all the best of the Boxing Day football. Don't forget to follow us on X, TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Football Ramble. And please subscribe on your podcast app. Enjoy the football!
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The Championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real Championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.